Wenn mir was ich hat der Gott schon mit am Bottle. So das von Mars war noch. Oh, where do we say maybe change the mind? There was no explicit appointment. He should just express the desire to be divorced. But if there is an explicit appointment, so then the chotzer remains the shliach. Even though the ishe has an opportunity to change the mind. But that's a chidesh. But it puts the argi the other way. But in the case where she says the shliach atzeri, after the gete has already been thrown in, so then the moment she says it's not there, she becomes aggressive. And then she cannot change even her mind. But occasionally she says it's not there the night before, so she can change her mind. So maybe we could argue, see, she could change her mind. So even if she didn't, maybe the chotzer couldn't serve as a shliach, unless at the time when she's getting the gift, at that time she appoints him as a shliach. So come on, sure enough. She doesn't have to appoint the chotzer at the time when she becomes interested. She can appoint the chotzer as a shliach even a long time before. Okay. Let's read more of that for days and hours. Oti shalechot uzroim shalachem. Is the oti belongs to Tito Ruben, and the Zroin belongs to Shimon, Mocha Balot is about Zroin, so Balot is the one who owns the pot. So he sold to the Bal Zroin, so he sold the oti. Now the oti is Mikautoi. So Kimishe Moshachot, the moment the original Bal Zroin, so he pulls the part. So Melee is Kenya because the part itself is metaphorical. And that's Mishas and Mishas. More about Zroin Balotin. Because if the Zroin sells the Zroin to the Balotin. So we come at the other Zroin. So he's only Kenya if he makes the Kenyan in the Zroin. So if the Balotin, the original Balotin, makes the king Chazoki in the Zroin. But the Balotik, the original Balotik, cannot become the Zroin by virtue of the fact that he pulls the path. And by pulling the path, he also pulls the Zroin. Why? Because the Zroin is Mechugah. And Mechugah is not Mitzvah Zimshiche. Karak is not Mitzvah Zimshiche, only Talton is Mitzvah Zimshiche. Now we have another Aloch here. Now, Mocha Bal Zroin Balotik. So the oti belongs to the it's his oti. So the one who wants to acquire title to the throne, he really owns the oti. So the throne is placed in the oti. Now, so let him become a mitzat chotzer. The oti is his chotzer. So we see that chotzer can only become a mitzat. But chotzer cannot become a kakoyim. That is, the zroim, which are considered karake, because it's kubale karake, even though they are placed in the oti, in the chotzer, or in the oti, that's the chotzer. So the zroim cannot be acquired by the balaoti, by virtue of the fact that they happen to be confined in the oti. Why? Because chotzer can only become a mitaltolin, chotzer cannot become a karake. Otis Zroim Shalechot. If there is Otis in Zroim Shalechot, Umochon Leachet, Herzit Gizroim is Konorotis. So if the Otis in Zroim belong to one person, and then he sells it to another, so the other one, as soon as he makes a king, the Zroim, so his king is Otis also. That's because of the Aloha Fagot. Because the Zroim is Kaf, and Otis is Mitalton. And the talcum is nicknacks out of cars. The Jewish Shamino Nechotim Shayla Machayet, Nicknin Nechotim Shayla Machayet, the Ketter of the Stav Hadot. Herzig the Otit. But suppose the Otit and the Zroin belong to Ruben, and he sells both to Shimon, and Shimon makes a king Hazok and the Otit, not in the Zroin. Now what is the Otit? The Otit is in the talcum. Hazok is king only in Karak, Hazok is not king in the talcum. So then, So, unfortunately, Kohanim cannot even be king of the Lord, not to speak of the of the Lord, actually, I'll be. Now, let's see, I mean, the tastes here. And this is one. Oti shalecho, uzroim shalach. Ho adin da havo mosel ha-shmin and haki ubi oti to zroim shalach. Shalecho. Elo ondur buce no katoche. Yafo gav di baloti tkono zroim loy kome. Hafo pishe ein bise ho oti shalach. So Tesis said, Tesis was part of the Akashi. Now, then later on, the Gemara mentions the case of Otisus Royin Shalechot. So how is it that in the beginning the Gemara mentions this thing in connection with the case of Otis Shalechot the Royin Shalechot? Why can't the Gemara mention that in connection with the case of Otisus Royin Shalechot? Let's say Otisus Royin Shalechot, let's say Reuven owns the Otis and he owns his Roy. And then it's mocha balot, it's about Roy. So Kivisha Moshach is gone. Kivisha Moshach is gone. So then in it's mocha, not mocha balot balot Roy. Otis Roy shall I hope. It both belongs to Reuven. And then he sells it to Shimon. So Kivisha Moshach gone. So he's came in the door. Now, so why did he have to mention it in connection with the case of Otis Shalech was Roin Shalech? So Tegis says, Ho adin da vim motu ashmi na haki ubo tis Roin Shalech. El vil ribuze no katoche. E afo gav di balotit skeine, zroim lo ikon. E sa afo brav di balotit skeine, zroim is lo ikon. Afo fishim is Otis Shalech. So he wants to tell us that even the zroim belong to Shimon from before, and then he wants to be king of the Oti. What he wants to be king of the Oti. So he's loikon. Why is not fun? Until he's mouthing his Roy. Even though the Roy happened to be in the hotel in the Oti. So he could say he should be king of the town hotel. So Komash Melon that hotel is not king of Takoi. Hotel is not king of the Roy. Hotel is only king of the town. That's why the Gemara tells us this thing in connection of Otis Shalech of the Zoyin Shalach. Now there is a run on this tape. Consultation. They not gonna make that the feud on the base in the fourth paragraph. Consultation. They not gonna make that what last mean and high in the office is going to happen. He had no cathedral in the summer of high down. It was a piece of no cathedral. The apple gal de balotti, corners, oil, in my floor, and we cannot show us the source of shalom. So he tells us in connection, the Gemara tells us in connection with the case of Otis Shalecho, his Roy Shalach. So if the Baal of Zroy transferred the Zroy to the Baal of Otis, so the Baal of Otis, by pulling it, is not going to be Zroy, even though they have to be in the hot, confined in the hotel, in the Otis of this person, because hotel is not safe. That's why he tells us in connection with Otis Shalecho, his Roy Shalach. So it's Mune. The Achri Busen and the Shaper Mashtame, be the Oti to Zroin Shalech. The Reime, now let's say, is the Oti, and Reime, the Oti to Kono, Bim Shiche, Uzroin to Kono, Ashi Yalti then, the Apple to Shem, the Oti Shalech. Why can't the Gemara tell us that Oti to Zroin Shalech, they both belong to Reuven, and then Reuven transferred both. The Oti sent the Zroin to Shimon, and Shimon made the Mishich and the Oti. So Shimon is king of the Mishich, but he's not king of the Zroin. So then we have the Chiddush, even though he's king of the Oti. So let him be king of the Zroin also because the Zroin are confined in his Oti. Yitzhak Hotea. So the answer is no. Chotzer is not kine kakoy, not kine the droim, which is karka. So the Gemara could have told us the same chiddush in connection with Otis and Zroim Shalachot Meir. His Otis and the Zroim belong to Reuven, and he transferred both to Shimon, and Shimon pulled the Otis. So the Otis is Kene, but the Zroim is not Kene. But since he's Kene the Otis, what can be Kene the Zroim is a Chotzer, so we need to have the chiddush. That Chotzer is not Kene Kakoi. So what kind of Israel say to this? The Efshia, the Tate says, die hay gab ne aflot is zu kommen die kriegen die basacha mochale ot die zu zoyn wo die konne zoyn af knia so ot die zoyn nit nemo do kein und die kobe schweiche man ne geloch jo gewar ze afim die zwa grein die afot die shit ne ko so die doin die khaz makko die coach brauche ich in die ot die do so he says the explain thing by the way he says if in order to tell us this khidet that the notice cannot be kane zoyn it's a khotel. So he must tell us, in connection with the case of Otis Zroim Shalach. He couldn't tell us this Aloche in connection with Otis Zroim Shalach. So, by telling us that Otis Zroim Shalach belongs to, and then he's marking both the Shimon. And Shimon makes a Mashiach in the Otis. So he's Kene the Otis, and he's not Kene the Zroim. Well, he couldn't tell us that, because if the Otis and the Zroim belong to Reuven, and then he transfers both, and then what kind of a kinyan does Shimon make? What kind of kinyan does Shimon make? Shimon makes a kinyan mishicha and Otis. In as much as a kinyan mishicha, he cannot be kinyan with the kinyan mishicha. He cannot be kinyan the zroim. So maybe he's not kinyan the Otis either. Why? Because Aloha is that if one sells two things together, so if the mechira cannot be chal on the whole, so even it cannot be chal on part either. So kol b'shleishim ani meichaloch. So until he delivers the whole thing, so he can mechira. Because if he sells the whole thing, so the mechira cannot be chal even on the part, if it's not chal on the whole. Now, so the otis and the zroim, that's like one thing. So he pulled the otis. So that cannot be kinyan on the zroim. So Mele, since he was machne both the Otis and the Zroim, it's one thing, and the Meshicha is not a Kinyan, and the Zroim, so Mele cannot be Kinyan the Otis for you. So Mele, the Gemara had to tell us this Chiddush, that Chotza cannot be Kinyan Kakoyes, only in connection with the case of Otis Shalach or the Zroim Shalachel. So the Otis belongs to Shimon from before, and Reuven just transferred the Zroim to Shimon. So even though the Otis is certainly Shimon, so he cannot be Kene, the Zroim Fuchot. How did the Zroim connot? Now, if the Otis and the Zroim both belong to Reuven, and he transferred both to Shimon, and Shimon made the king of Hazok in the Zroim, in Kakoi, so it's Kene the Otis also, because the Otis is Mikalkoin, and Mikalkoin is mixed in Agaf Kark. So here, אם צורך לאימר אגב הוא קנאי, כמו ידיעו מקרא, אמרינו שרקם הדקדושים, או ישם או הוכל לצורך, יחידים לצורך אוטיס לזרועים, בוט לאגב זרועים. So Tesis says it's up. Now the Gemara says in Dushin, whenever the key and Agav takes the test, so the Meiche himself, mitalto and Agav Takoi, has to say in so many words, to the Ikeah, now I'm transferring to you the Mikalkulin on top of the Kakoi. He has to say it, he has to spell it out. Agav, he has to say to the Ikeah that he's Machne, the Mikalkulin on top of the Kakoi. But if he doesn't say it in so many words, then the Ikeah is not king. The thesis as he saw it was in this case, where he's Machne, the Zroim with the Otis, and the Reuven's Machne, the Zroim and the Otis, and Reuven does not say to Shimon, now you became the Otis, Kneyes Otis, Agaf Zroim, on top of the Zroim, whether he would became. So one alternative thesis is he will not became. Because just the Agav Kni is required, you know, King and Agav, that the Michel must spell it out, he must say it in so many words. I must not use me tautling on top of the kakoi. So here too, in order that Shimon should become a, so the Oti, so this Ruvin must say to Shimon, I am makne to you the Oti on top of this royal. But if he doesn't say it, then Shimon is not kene the Oti. Or maybe, since the Oti and the Zroim are always together in one path, so Memele, it becomes bottled to the Zroim. So Memele, even if he doesn't say it in so many words, I am makne to you the Oti on top of the Zroim. So he still came. Hashem Aruch HaLitzoy, Rebbe Chim Litzoy, Chotz Lizroi, is bot lagav zroi. So here is what. Chim Gav Ishtar. Ki Mishael Zidi Karka, Nikna Ashtar Bichol Mokim Shehu. Hashem Aruch Om Loi Bino, Agev Mishum, Dishtar, Atzere Dea Rehu. So, let's say, Gav Ishtar, so the Alochi, the Tif Ruhi. The thief Ruven is marked Shimon Yisode, and suppose the key takes place to Kef, or to Chazor. He doesn't have to acquire title to the Sode and to Shtar. The key takes place to Kef, or to Chazor, so then the halacha is, if Shtar was executed, on the Sode. Now, and the key took effect to Chazor, or to Kef, but the shtar was executed, so what's the purpose of that shtar? Is the kinyan took effect anyway? Through kesef or chazoket, so the effect of that shtar, the only purpose of the shtar would be to serve the shtar. The shtar kinyan doesn't have to serve, because the transfer was effected through other means, through kesef, through chazoket. So, once he was kinyan, if someone executed the shtar on the son, and then the mikiyach acquire title to the Sode through some other kinyan, to Kesef or to Chazoket. So the shtar which was executed, even though it was not delivered from the Meicher to the Rikeach, from the Meicher to the Mikabel, so it becomes Rikeach anyway. And the Rikeach can demand it, can become the shtar ayah on the Sode. So Kim Sheah the Mikarka is Nikna Shtar Bechol Mokim. So there too, the question is whether he has to say, we have to say, Agis Ukni. Does he have to say, in so many words, I makne to you the shtar on top of the sun, on top of the sun. And then he says that maybe the Shem or Hosom will be an Agis, Mishim the shtar after the daru. Ugabi herzi bizroin kono osi. So the reason as to why he's Kinedoti, so that's based upon the Kinedoti. So that goes without saying, that helping is going to Kinedoti, so it's because of the Kinedoti. But if something takes it to us, does he have to spell out the word? Agat Kni, or here he doesn't have to spell out the word Agat Kni. But obviously, how is the Kinedoti? It's through the Kinedoti. So even if we say that he doesn't have to say it to so many words, but it's through the Kinedoti that he's Kinedoti, that he's kene the dot. But Shaila was true, he's kene dot to the kene agar, so he has to couple it with the explicit statement that he doesn't have to couple it with explicit statement. But one thing is certain, that he's kene to the kene agar. My thinking that is star, so there is a possibility, it's not even based upon the kene agar. There is a special aloha, that the star is after the hour, and it's only coincidental, it's a pertinent to the Av, the Shtar, which is the servant, the Shtarayu, and the Sodeh. So that's after the Av, so we don't even have to resort to the Kiyan Agil. If we don't have to resort to the Av, so obviously he doesn't have to spell out, to say it in so many words, Agil to Kiyan. If he, based upon the Kiyan Agil, then we can consider it. But if it's not even based upon the Kiyan Agil, then there is no doubt that he's came it without saying God of me, because there it's a special aloha, the shtar after a dare. So if Ruve is makne the Sode to Shimon, and the Sode was acquired by Shimon through King Kesef or King Hazor, and Ruve is also executed ishtarai on the Sode. So maybe the moment he acquired Shimon acquired title to the Sode, so maybe he can recover the shtar from Ruve. He can force women to turn over the shtar for him. Why? Because the shtar is absolutely the shtar rayon, which was already executed, is only a permanent to the land. And since he acquired it, so there, so mainly he acquired title to the niyor of the shtar. If he acquires title to the niyor of the shtar, so mainly he can incorporate from the mecher. So he doesn't even have to debate. So there's a possibility he doesn't even have to debate upon the din of agav. So mainly he certainly doesn't have to say agav kni. But assuming that there is also have to debate upon the king of agav, the question of just as here, so the question arises here and there, so they have to say agav kni or not. So it's mashma from this basis that in all other cases of agav, he has to say agav kni. The shaila is only in the case of otis and zoyin, because they are both in the same part. So, I mean, the part and the zoyin, which is contained in the part. So there, he has his soft. But in any other case, it is a pshitet in cases, that he has to say agav kni. However, the Rambam is chesed. The Rambam shita is that when does the mecher have to say agav kni if it's not supported? If it's not supported, let's say, if Reuven has a field in California, and he has a talpa in Chicago, and then he says to Shimon, and then he says to Shimon, I am makhle to you the talpa I have in Chicago, I get the field I have in California. So then he has to say agav kni, but if he doesn't, that's called invisible. It's not on top of the carcass that he's making. So then he has to say agav kni. But suppose Reuven has the field in Chicago and he has the talpoin on the field itself in Zibui, so then Reuven does not have to say agav kni. That's the shittah of Rambam Perek Gimel Hilchos Mechira, Halacha Ches Tes Yud. Rambam says as follows: Hamakne karke umtaltelin keachos, kivim shekone karke bekesef ubishtar ubechazoke, nikno amtaltelin moe, bein sheo yushneim bimecha o izmatone, bein shemocha mitaltelin inosan karke, bein shemocha karke inosan amtaltelin, kivim shekone karke kone mitaltelin. Vamed vorm amurim kisheo yoisam amtaltelin, ציבורים בעיסיקם, אבל מו יובי מוכם אחר, צורך שאימא ויקנה מטלטלין אגב קרק, אפילו ים טלטלין זה נחר, ויום על יקנה יישום על גבי קרק, פלני, כיזם שקונה קרק, נקנם טלטלין, אף אותי שאין ציבורים בזה, ואם לא יום הקנה אגב קרק, זו לא יקון, וקרק הכושי יקנים, על גבו כל מטלטלין, Then he says, he kna, so the Rosh Na Rambam is So the Loshna Rambam is before Hamakne Karkum Tautlin Kerot Kivin Shikone Karkum Kerstal Hazoke Niktam Tautlin Moen Ben Shemishnei Mimecher Oiz Matone Ben Shemocha Tautlin Nosan Karke Ben Shemocha Karke Nosan Tautlin Kivin Shikone Karke Kone Mitautlin. So Bamezor Namurim Bishoyu Itam Tautlin Tziburin Bishar. So then the Rikeach, the Mikabo is Eichen, the Mitautlin, even though the Mecher, the Mechein didn't say Agatokin. Aber im hoye bim mach nachher so to shim lo tnim mitaut mit dav kar but if so if it's a boy if the mitaut is placed upon the kakoi so then without the mecher saying אגב הכניס, זאת אומרת, כך כן. But if it's not the boring, so then he's only keine. If he says, אגב הכניס, but if he doesn't say אגב הכניס, he's not keine. He's not keine. Now, so the Rebbe says, Omar Avraham, זה ההפך, שקוטה, בין ציבורים ושאין ציבורים אין המחזר, וישמייצו למחזר, אלי לו, אגב הוא קני בינו, נעשינו בציבורים בו. די לא יהיה חפש לו אם יהיו שלומה, ויהיו חצה, אגב הוא קני בינו, אגב הוא קני בינו, ציבורים מבינון, ואוזינים, וציבורים בינון, ואגב לא בינון. כבר עוד ראש נחמור עם זיהות הזה, אגב חוקי ציבורי לא הבינו, אגב חוקי בינו. סודר אייבר אקספוין את הילוך את הציבורים לא הבינו, אגב חוקי בינו, ואת אגב חוקי לא הוא את רקבי, אם את הציבורים לא רקבי. סבות הרמב״ם אקספוין את הילוך את הציבורים לא הבינו, איזה ציבורים, so we don't need the ציבורים. So that the key in Agav can apply, can be effective, even without Tziburim. But Agav Ukni Bino, in a case where it's not Tziburim, then we need Agav Ukni. But if it is Tziburim, then we don't even need Agav Ukni. This is how the Rambam explains the Gemara. Now, so we see the Tzeis agrees with the Rambam, not with the Rambam. Because Tzeis says that here we don't need. Tzeis is soft. So Tzeis has an alternative. That here we don't need Agav Ukni. Why? Because since the Otis and the Zroim are always together, it's not like something that is good. It just happens to be together. Like he has Mikalkulin and the Zroim. It just happens. It's not, they're not necessarily attached one to another. Mashenikin here, so the Zroim and the Otis are always attached to each other. So Mele, in this case, Tzeis says it's possible that the Meicha does not have to say Agav Ukni, the implication being that in any other place where it is Siburim, we do need Agav Ukni. In other words, Tzeis Shita is not like the Rambam. Tzeis Shita is like the Rambam. Now what is Tzeis Shita, actually? I mean, what is the Rambam Shita? Now the Rambam Shita is that Agav Ukni is only required if the Mitalkrim are not Munochim on the Karka. But if the Mitalkrim are Munochim, if it's Purim, is a Munochim on the Karka, so then Agav Ukni is not required. What is the difference? Now, is anyone having a more able comment here now? Is more comment? Oh, it's not necessary to get it. There is a more comment now. No, the more that could be threatened more comment, I think, or could be dying. So the Gemara says, now there is a machlokes between Rav Lezer and Rabbanan as to whether karka is nigzeles or karka is not nigzeles. The Rabbanan say that karka is not nigzeles because the Chachomim learned out from the Klal Uprat Chlal in the parasha of Shuvah Tikkun. The Chichas Bami say, so they learn out that karka is not nigzeles. And Rav Lezer, he doesn't doubt from Klal Uprat Chlal, he doubts in Sribu Umir Tevit. So he holds Karka is Nechelis. So according to Rav Lezer, if somebody gathers his soul and then he chops on the rock, so he can say, Ari Shaloch Nechonech. So according to Rav Lezer, he has to pay himself. According to Rav Lezer, he cannot say, Ari Shaloch Nechonech. Why? Because Karka is Nechelis. So like Gozu Behemu Umeisu. So he has to pay. So Rav Lezer says, the same thing applies if somebody doesn't say it, and the chop for no, so he has to pay because karka is nigzeles. Now the rabbanon say no, gozel sodi the chop for no, they know the arish loch lefonech. Why? Because karka is nigzeles. So there is no chiyuv tashlumin as he got. So what is Rav Lezer she said? That karka is nigzeles. Just like in Kalkin, karka is nigzeles. So then the Gemara says, that kufi zayin zayin will come to know the beis, the mamish, the very bad. The Gemara says, "Holy so poor the boots of the chasode." So if the poor the boots of the chasode, So then, and then a goblin, goblin the sode, so he's mechuyev to pay for the behemoth, in as much as according to Rabbi Lezer, in as much as according to Rabbi Lezer, so karka is nigzalet, so he's a goblin and enters upon, let's say Shimon is a goblin, and he enters upon moving sode, and there on moving sode there was a behemoth, and he made it in Hazokin moving sode, so he becomes mechuyev even for the poor that was the root of the chasod. Now the sod itself becomes a gazlan through king Hazok. How does it become a gazlan over the poor? So Rashi explains to us. Rashi explains to us. So Shimon, if he enters upon the sod of Reuven, where poor is rebuto, and he makes a king Hazok in Reuven sod, so he becomes a gazlan over the poor. Why to us? Now we see from this Rashi, that Agathe itself is a mighty Kiyan in the Metalkas. Because if the Kiyan Agathe had been based only upon the Aknoye from the Makne, now here there is no Aknoye because a Gazan has to make Inyoni. And here there is no Aknoye because the Mikvah was not Makne to him, the poor Agathe Sode, and still the Gazan becomes a Gazan over the poor by virtue of the fact that he made a Kiyan Hazoke. Okay. In the sod, he made a king Hazok in the sod. So we see that Rashi holds that Agath can be Kene even without the Aknoye from the Mach. Agath can be Kene in Hefkea, and Agath can be Kene, and Agath can be Kene by Gazlan. Agath can be Kene by Gazlan. Now, so it seems that the Rambam agrees with the Shite, or the Shite of Rashi. And the Rambam holds that Agath can be, where is this Tziburim? Now, where is this Tziburim? So then, Agath is considered the Maitre Akin in the Chetz of the Metalka. So then, it can be Kenyan even by Gavran, it can be Kenyan, because that's the Halach of Orin Tzures the Yehudah. Vayitin Le'aviyem, Matnes Ketet, Rizor, Yidonet, Vyorin Tzures the Yerushalayim. So, Orin Tzures the Yehudah, so from that portik we learn out the halacha of agav. So that portik is reference to what kind of agav? Agav that is tiburim, when the taldomim is placed upon the kakoyim. So and the keach makes a kinyan hazok in the kakoyim. So he's killing the taldomim. So in that case, the agav is considered as a mighty kinyan in the taldomim. So milit can be kinyan even by gavah. But it is obvious that if I say Reuven has a son, and Reuven also has Metalkos. The Agnes is considered as a mighty kingdom in the Metalkos. So Milit can be Kena even by Gaza. But it is obvious that if I say Reuven has a son, and Reuven also has a Talmud, which is not Tziburim, Anderson, it's some other place. And then Shimon would make a Kena Hazoka in the son, in Reuven's son. But Shimon would say, I have Kavonet to be Zeche in Reuven's Talmud also, which is some other place. So of course Shimon would become Gaza. And Reuven's Metalkalim is another place. So when can Shimon become a Gazan over Reuven's Metalkalim? Only the poor of Reuven happens to be standing on the Sode of Reuven. And Shimon made it in Zele by making the Hazoke in the Sode. So then that King Hazoke in the Sode is considered as a Maitakian in the Metalkalim as well. But if it's not the Tziburim, so how could it be considered a Mizakian in the Talmud? But then you ask, so why do we say that if Reuven is Makne, he saw the poor in Shimon? And even though the poor happens to be the Agath, so, and he says to Shimon, now Agath Ukni, you became the poor on top of that Sode. So then Shimon is Kene. Why is he Kene then? So in such a case, was not the Tziburim. So Shimon is king of the poor, not because the king Hazoki in the Sode is considered as a mighty king in Nikol also. But because that's no itself is king. Not because of any mighty king. That's no itself. Now we have a Gemara in the Nesha that find this between high Simtuse Kami. What does Simtuse mean? Simtuse means the practice, the custom prevailing among merchants. So if the merchants have a custom that when they put a certain mark upon the merchandise, so that concludes the transaction and it's finished, so that is a king. So it cannot be hated. Or if the practice is among merchants to give tzkiyas when they come to make a transaction, so that is king. So does it mean that the tzkiyas the mark and the tzkiyas, that is a maitakin, what kind of a maitakin is tzkiyas kaf? It means that where Reuven transferred to Shimon certain article and they complied with the meaning of the Sochri, so then the title is acquired in Shimon through the Aknoi alone. The Aknoi is effective without the Magistrate. So maybe Agif, where Agif is the brewing? Where Agif is the brewing? So then the Agif is considered the Maitaki in the heaven. So the mayor doesn't have to say Agaf is me, just as he doesn't have to say it, no other can. Mashenkin, where it's not the word. So then there is no Maitaki in Chesed. But why is Agaf changed, even though it's not the word, that it's special aloche? It's special aloche. There's a koni, there's a haknoi itself, shifts title, some more in the Shimon. So since it's not on the basis of the Maitaki in the Chesed, but through the haknoi, so the mayor in such a case, So he has to say Agav Kni, because if he doesn't say in so many words Agav Kni, I am marking to you the Mitalkoin on top of the Kakoyes, so the Aknoi is lacking. Mashenkin, where it is the bully, so then it is Canaan, not because of the Aknoi, then it's Maisakinya. So he doesn't have to say Agav Kni. Now, Teisa Shita is that even when it's a bully, so he has to say Agav Kni. So Teisa Shita is that even when it's a boon, so Agaf is not the Maitaki and the Hefte, but Agaf is effective through the Aknoi. So later he has to say, Agaf of Kni. Now, according to Teise, that even when it's a boon, so Agaf is only Kane, if he says Agaf of Kni, so it means through the Aknoi, it's not the Maitaki. So how would he explain the Gemara there that Kufi Zayin, there in Borokame, is according to Chazal, he says Karka in Mizelet, so if Shimon Gadol, Reuven Sode, and Nidikin Hazok in the Sode, the power of Wutha the Sode, he becomes a Gadol in the power, even though he didn't make the Kiyan Mishiche, the Kiyan Mishiche in the power. So the Yeshiva says that Gemara, he doesn't say it in connection to Teisei, but he says that Gemara can be explained on the basis of Chotar. Now, what kind of Chotar after all? The Gavlin doesn't own, doesn't become the owner. The answer is because the Gavlin has certain Giyoni. So since he has certain Giyoni, so Mimele, he can become the power of the Wutzah, according to Abelazar, on the basis of Chotar. But the Rambam will agree with Rashi that the reason as to why the Shimon becomes the Gavlin of the power, the Wutzah, the Wutzah, and the Sode of Ruvain, is not because of what the Chotar is Tachaya, because it's not his, too he has been on it. But that doesn't give him real title to the Chotar. So there it's Kene because it's a Maitakine in the Hefte of the Tor. So where it is a Maitakine in the Hefte of the Tor, so then you don't require Agav Kni. But where it's not a Maitakine, and it's not the brewing, so then we require Agav Kni. Now, there is a moment of the sphere. Now, so we see there is a machlokes between Tesis and the Rambam as to whether if the Agus is not Tziburin, if it's not Tziburin, so then it's not a Maisa Kinnin in the Talmud. Then it's only because of the Aknoi by the Mecher that the Kinnin requires. But if it is Tziburin, so then according to the Rambam it's a Maisa Kinnin, and according to Rashi also it's a Maisa Kinnin. And according to Tesis, since Tesis says he has to say Agav Shnei, so we see it's not a Maitakin, it's only to that Knoi. So, but it's not a Maitakin in the Talmud. It's not that if he makes a Kin Chazoke in the Sode, so maybe that is a Maitakin also in the Talmud. No, it's a Loche that where it's Agav the Kakoye, so then to that Knoi alone he's Kin. But it's not a Maitakin, so maybe if it's to that Knoi alone, so he has to say Agav Shnei. Like Tintusi. To that story alone, that his calf is not the Maitaki in the Chesed. That is, that meaning would be, can one be Kene, can one be Kene Hefker, Fuag? Let's say if it's a Hotel, it cannot be Kene. Can it be Kene Sama? If we say it's a Maitaki in the so if, well, of course, if it's not the bullying, it couldn't be Kene by Hefker. So, but, you know, if it's not the bullying, then it certainly be Sadak, no, alone. Not inside the Maitakinin. What kind of Maitakinin is there? But when it is Tziburin, then the question arises, is it the Maitakinin the Chesed? If Ruven is Makne, Shimon is Sode, and on the Sode there is a Paul. There is a Paul. So Shimon makes a Kinyan Chazok in the Sode. So he's also Kinyan the Paul. So how is he Kinyan the Paul? Because the Kinyan in the Sode is considered the Maitakinin in the Paul, so even though Chazoki is not explained in its outline, but where the Chazoki is applied to the Karaka, so, and there is the outline on the Karaka, so then it's considered the mighty king in its outline also. So maybe even in Heftia one could be king. Let's say, if Gershon left, and he left the Sode, and there is the Sode with the Paul on it, and then somebody would try to be Deche, and make a king in Chazoki. Would make it in a chazoke in the sode. Would he be able to be king in the poor also to Agus? So according to Rashi in Burakame, that the Gadol according to Rav Lezer, that Karkin is there, so the Gadol can be king in the poor to Agus, so you see that Agus is a Maitaki, and where it's a bull, it's a Maitaki in the head. So Mirba Hefker can also be king. And according to Tesis, he couldn't be Kenan because Tesis says that even by Tziburin he requires Tesis and the Raiyas. They say that even by Tziburin it's required that he should say Agus Hukmi. So it's a Raiyas, it's not the Maitakinin, it's only for the Aknoi. Now, well, it's not Tziburin, so he certainly couldn't be Kenan by Hefya. Let's say if the Gea was made and the Gea left the Sode, and then he had some Talk in another place, And then someone would be making a chazoke in the Ger Soleh, and he would have kavone to be zeichen without it in other place. So of course it couldn't be kene, because if it's not the burin, then it must be, he must acquire it through the aknoe. And by hefkia there is no aknoe, so it couldn't be kene. But suppose it's a burin, so then it would be told in the machlekes, the Rambam and Teitzes. Now, there is a gemore, so according to Teitzes, even when it's a burin, so it only kene through the aknoe, it's not a maitake. Now, there is a raya from the Gemara to Teisa Shittu, and against the Rambam. Now, the Gemara says in Bomtir Lafidawe, so the Gemara says that in order that Chota should be Keine, so it must be Chota Mishtamer. So, V'chein Omar Ule V'hu Shein Mishtasadein. V'chein Omar Ale V'achone V'hu Shein Mishtasadein. Eis V'rababelu, Maite V'rab, Gamri U'z Keine, Yisho Yivoyin between or Shoboim Bisvino, and Rabbi Gamliel was Niska, that he didn't take off Maifre, and he was on the pole. But Rabbi Yeshua Bechananye, he was a lazy, so he was with him on the boat. So he said, Iso Shana Yosid Lomu, Nosu Yeshua, Umikeimimuskele, Viso Racha Shana Yosid Lomu. Now it was the third year, so he had to give Maiteron. So Akiva the Yosef was the Gavin of Ali. So he said, Yisrach, Hashem Yosef Lomud, not like in the Yosef, because he's Yisrach Ali. Umikei Meimuskelei. So he was Matrish, and he gave way Maiterishin and also Maiteron. So now, so how did they acquire title to the Maitre? How did Rabbi Shua Bechananye acquire title to the Maitre Rishen? Through what? To King Chotzer. Because he was matkir the Chotzer to Rabbi Shua Bechananye. And there was Tvue. So maybe he was king of the Tvue, the Maitre, through Chotzer. But according to Ule, that Chotzer can only be king if he came Saturday. And here he was not in the Rabbi Shua, the Rabbi Kiri, the Saturday, the Shalom Gamlil, or in. So we see that Chotza can be Kene, even though it's not in the Saturday, even though it's not in Shtamet. Omer in Dome, Hai Me Rabbonon, Kid Me Gamri in Sheshmai. Kot Lo Yisure, Omer in Hocha, Omer Ule, the Chotza is Ise. Omer in Ahu Me Rabbonon, Rab Gamli, Omer in Tautu, Agav, Mika Koye, you know. So there it wasn't. So Rabbi Shua was not in the Maite. Fu, Kine Chotza, Fu, Kine Chotza, he couldn't be Kene, because he was not in the Saturday. Because he was in the boat, that's the deal. But he was killing the Maiter to the king and Adi. Now he was killing the Mokim, how? To Kesef. Because he was master of the Mokim. So he was killing a king and Schiret to Kesef. So Mimele, he was he was killing the Maiter to king and Adi. But in a chlamis, for Chotza, he couldn't be kene because he was not in Saturday, it wasn't a shtam. Kyoto is sure, Omer Hocha Maul, Rochi, Sisi, Omer Ahum, Rabbonon, Ram Gamliel, Mitautu, Agav, Mikakoi, Iknoe, Rabdeiro, Kidmo, so Rabdeiro was Mikabel, that the Kien was to Agus, that Rabbi Yeshua was kene de Maiteya, or Rabakino was kene de Maiteroni, it's to Agus, not to Chotza. So Rababe was Kidmo, Rababe was not Mikabel, Omer Rove, Shapi, Rove, Kidmo. He did well in not accepting that explanation, that a kinyan, that Rabbi Yeshua was kinyan the Maaseya through Adi. Why? He must have been kinyan through Chotza, not through Adi. Why? V'chir lohoyu v'sudah liknes l'menu d'chlifu. Elatir sanoi in the moment, liknes l'menu d'chlifu. Chaname tir sanoi, in the moment, liknes al davikar. So the reason is why Rabbi Abi wasn't mikabel that explanation is because he said, Rabbi Yeshua couldn't be Kene the Maaseya through Agav, because if Agav is effective in such a case, so Kinyan Sudah should also be effective in such a case. So why did they have to resort to all this trouble? He had a very simple way of transferring the Maaseya to Rabbi Yeshua. But all Rabbi Yeshua had to do is just to give Rabbi Gamliel his handkerchief. And in exchange for that, Rabbi Gamliel could have transferred the Maifres του Ραβί Ισουά. Ο Ραβί Γαμπλακίβε του is to give Rabbi Gamliel his handkerchief, and in exchange for that, Rabbi Gamliel was able to could have been able to transfer the Maitaroni to Rabbi Akiva. Why didn't they resort to a simple method of Kinyan Suda? The answer is no. Here, Kinyan Suda couldn't be effective. Why? Because Rabbi Gamliel didn't have real title to the Maitre. The Maitre belongs to the Shevet, belongs to only me. So what did Rabbi Gamliel have in the Maitreth? He only had the Akiva's Anoia. He had the right to decide which specific lady should be given. What, as far as Maitreth is concerned, so Rabbi Gamliel didn't own the Maitreth, it belongs to Anim collectively. But what did he, to all Anim in the world, it belongs. So what did he have? Only Akiva's Anoia. So maybe Agif cannot, so that's why Suda was not effective, because in order to make it in a Suda, there must be someone who has full title. So, and here, Rabbi Gamliel only had the Kiras Anoia. So that's why he couldn't resort to Chlisi. So just as he couldn't resort to Chlisi, because Rabbi Gamliel didn't have full title, he only had the Kiras Anoia, so he couldn't resort to Agat either, because Agat requires full title. And Kiras Anoia does not make the Yisrael Rabbi Gamliel into his Bible to be marked to us. He doesn't make him to be marked to us. So, how can I make him? So, in a moment, we can take a card. So, how do we have to be qualified to the Maitreya only to Hotel? So, we see that Hotel is saying, no, he's not going to be today. So, then the Gemara says, well, Matus, when you see next to you, who is in there, make a comment, how is it? Without a card, can you smell anything? We could say that he is already coming to be marked already, already. And maybe, so then yes, so he could have been marked on the Chlitma also. So then it says why he couldn't be marked on the Chlitma. Because it has to be marked, but Marcus Kuhne has to be given there to see it. And Chlitma is there to make a Chlitma. So that's why he couldn't be marked there on the Chlitma. But on the other, he couldn't be marked. Now, so what does the Gemara say here? So the Gemara says that if Teres Anoye is in the moment, so then Rabbi Gamliel couldn't be marked. Rabbi Yeshua couldn't become the Maaseya through Agi. So Bishrei, according to Teisa Shita here, Teisa says that maybe in the case of Zroim and Otzi, so it becomes Gotel. So it's Gotel Agav Zroim, so we don't require any Agav Zroim. Mashenki, you know, Agav Zroim, Teisa Shita here, that Agav Zroim is required. So we see that Agav is not the mighty king in the Chesed. We don't say that if the Rikeach makes a king Hazok in the Karke and there is a Mitalko in upon the Karke, so that's considered like a mighty king and in the Mitalko. No. How is Agav effective? Through the Haknoye, like Simtusi. So we can't say that Kiaskat is the mighty king. Through the Haknoye. So here too it's through the Haknoye. So if it's effective with that, you can understand that why the Gemara says, assuming that Teres Anoye is no moment, so then Rabbi Gamliel couldn't be makne to Rabbi Yeshua, the Maaseh at Wag. Because then it's like Hefker. So in other words, so we have a Gemara in Pereshet, that one could not become a Hefker to Wag. But according to the Rambam, that when is Agif Kinyan required only when it's not Tzibur? Because there we have no Maaseh Kinyan. So maybe he has to say it in so many words, that he is marked between the Mitalkalin on top of the Kakonis. Otherwise, the Haknoi is blessing. Mashen Kinyan is Tziburin, so then Agif Kinyan is not required. Because then the Maaseh Kinyan, the Kinyan Hazoki in the Karka is considered as the Maaseh Kinyan Mitalkalin. So even Hefka could be Kinyan. Without any barring. So maybe how can the Gemara say that if there is Anoi is no Momei, so then Rabbi Yeshua couldn't be killing the Maaseh. Rabbi Yeshua should be able to be killing the Maaseh, even Hefker. So if we look from this Gemara, there is a Raya against the Rambam. Now we have to say one thing, that the Rambam will only say, The Rambam will only say the halacha that that where it's Burim, so we don't need Agat or Kli, because then the Kiyan has, okay, the Kiyan in the Karki is considered a Maisa Kiyan in the Talfoin also. Only if the Kiyan, let's say, in the Karki was from Mechire, and the Mitalkin was from Mechire. But where, let's say, the Kiyan in the Karki was from Mechire, so he didn't get it completely. You only acquired the Kiyan Schiret in the Karki. Mashing, and the Mitalkin, he got it in Matone, so there are two Agatis Kene. So true, there can be agos, even though the kakois is bishchilet, and the mikalton is matone, but then it's on the basis of the other din of agos, that the haknoi is kene. But as far as the maitikian is concerned, so when can the maitikian in the karki, the maitikian in the karki be considered the maitikian in the kalton, only the maitikian in the karki was also the matone. It's because when the Rambam mentions this aloche, so he says, Hamatne karke umtautel in kechot. Kiven shekone karke abiketev ubishtar ubichazoke niktam tautel in umoy. And he has referenced the case of Tziburim. So the Rambam says, Bein sheo yushneim bimecher, oi bimatone, Bein shemocha mitautel in osan karke, Bein shemocha karke in osan tautel in, Kiven shekone karke kone mitautel in. Vamezor amurim sheo yusam tautel in Tziburim bishtar. So he mentions what? If it was both Wabinecha, both Matone. But he doesn't mention the case where the character was Yitzchiret and the Mitalton was Matone. So in that case, we also have the Kiyan Ager. But in that case, the Kiyan Ager is not on the basis of Maita Kiyan. Then it's on the basis of that story. Actually, you see, there is a stira between two tases. One tesis, actually, I raised that question. One tesis implies that Agat is Kenan in the Raya. And then another tesis says that it's only in the Rabban. So in Rabban. Now, the broche of Anitim and Avim, Kesev is all, we donate, we all took the Yudi is not smart. Now, so, but it could be that, let's say, that there is no stira between the two tesis. Now, the posse, where it's Tziburim, there is the Maitakinian in the Chetze and the Mitikinian in the Raya. But the Gemara says that in by Tziburim there is also Kinyan. Now, that posse does not have reference to the case where it's not Tziburim. Because all the Tziburim, the Yehuda means, and the Kesef and the Zohar were Tziburim in the city. So there it's only the Tzadat. So where it's not Tziburim, then it's only the Rabbonon, and then it's effective not mitzad Maitakinian, that the Maitakinian in the Talke is considered as the Maitakinian in the Talbun. Then it's only effective mitzad Aknoe. Now if it's effective mitzad Aknoe, so you need a binding. And if David Aknoe is no more name, it's not a binding, so then it cannot be effective. So anyway, here in this case, so the Kakoe was nikne how, not bimatone. It was nikne tushire. And the maiseir was given bimatone to him. So maybe in such a case, even when it's a bullet, it's only common with rabbonon misadetakone, because the process of anitel avien has reference to a case where the karki itself is bimatone, not where the karki is tushire and the mitalton is bimatone. So maybe that's why the Gemara and the Rambam doesn't mention this aloche, that if it's a bullying, so Agat Ukni is not required in connection with Kakoyis, Bishchiret, and Mitautulin, the Matone. He mentions it in connection with the case where it is, where the Kakoyis is also the Matone, or Bishchiret. So in such a case, it's a mighty king. Mashenkin, where the Kakoyis is Bishchiret, then it's not on the basis of a mighty king. Then it's only because of the Aknoe. If it's Aknoe, so if David Aknoe is in money, so it cannot be him. Alright, anyway, we have here this thesis, we have a riot from this thesis. The thesis is credited on the Rambam. Thesis agrees with the Raivet that in all Agat, even though it's a bullying, so Agat is needs required. Thesis only has a topic in this Agat. What it is drawing, because it's both like as well. Now, Nokmi Boret, the Navy of the Chutzlaret, Abaye Omar Bosanot Yazim, Robo Omar Bosanit Yazim. So if the Nokve is the Oret and the Neife is the Chutzlore, now it's not its Nokos. So, and the Nekes is Gnat Israel and the Neif stretches out in Chutzlore. So Abaye says Bosanot Yazim. So Mele is put off from the Mike. And Robe Omar Bosanit Yazim. So it's high from the Mike. Why? Because through the Neif that is in Chutzlore, so it's Yenik from the Karka that is of Eretz Yisrael, through the Neif that is in Eretz Yisrael, through the Neif that is in Chutzlore, this Chutzlore, so it's Yenik from the Karka beneath in Chutzlore, so maybe it's part of Kumsamayit. So be the Ashri Yishkul Almelech. If it is rooted, Mamashi tree, let's say, if a tree which is rooted, in Eretz Yisrael. And the branches stretch out in Chutzloret, so then everyone agrees that Bosarik Reazim. And it's considered Peres Eretz Yisrael. Kiplig, so what is ultimate? Kiplig and Eloy Ashri. Well, it's not. But it's not, it's not. And the Otis Nokov stands on the borderline. So the Nekev stands in Eretz Yisrael. And then the leaf stretches out in Chutzlore. So then Abaye holds in the neck, the Nokre is Iker. And Rove holds in the leaf is Iker. Now the more efficacious with the Ashrus way plague. But now stays in the two of Gavzu, the Eric the time. Reb Meir ima shal Elgin, Reb Yudah ima shal Tachtin. So we see that if it is So where the Ashroshe is? The Ashroshe is on the Elyein, and the Neif comes out on the Tachtein, the Avir of the Tachtein. So then Reb Meir says, Shal Elyein. So we see that Reb Meir says that Shal the Neif was a Yikre. And Reb Yudah says that it's Tachtein. So Tachtein, why? Because the Neif comes out in the Avir of the Tachtein. So we see that Bosanif Yadrin. So the Gemara says, no, it's not the Machlekes weather. Bosanif Yadrin or Bosanif Yadrin on. But hold some kids on the time. Omer Reb Meir. My Yir Seyeli. Little Seafrein Kan Yerek. Omer Reb Yudah. My Yir Seyeliin. So it's not because it's as been on Bosarikre or Bosaneife, but there it's in the moment. So since the Rabbi said, since the Tachlin can be Maui as Ginosi Ofor, and it will not be able to grow, so maybe he acquired his schuz in the Yerek. And Rameya says that since he can be Nature is Ofor, so then there will not be any Yerek, so maybe he acquired is chus in that yet. Now, vakatim the actors were tweeted, Votanye, Ivo Mitsoti Boret, Mitsoti Bechut Boret, Tevo Bechol Merov, 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 Hagodu Bechiyuf Chayet, והגודו בפתור פוטר, מה אליו מי שסנופי באורץ, מי שסנופי בחוץ לאורץ? So we see that the name which is the two, so is Rapshin Gamliel says he's פוטר, so we do not go בוסריקרי, even when it's אשרש. So the Gemara says, לא ימיק זה שרושים באורץ, זה שרושים בחוץ לאורץ. ומי תיימד זה רפשין גמליאל. So, why does Rav Shimon Gamliel say that the Neif that is in Chutz Lo'aretz is Poter? So the Masik Tzuni, so there is a rock between. So in other words, the Neif that is in Chutz Lo'aretz doesn't draw its Yinike from Eretz Yisrael, it draws its Yinike from Chutz Lo'aretz. So my time in the Rebbe. So if there is a rock that is Masik, so it's separate Shoroshim, separate roots. So in other words, it's like two trees. One tree is Yenik from Asroel, and one tree that is Yenik from Kutzor. So why does Rebbe say, Tevel Chum Rovin Debe Zeh? So that the Hadrav, so Michael Mister Marsov Ravir and Mibalbeil, Umarsov Haile Kudikoy, Haile Kudikoy. Now the thing, was a no crabbing. Remando Mabio Yoveri. Now this is actually a Mishneh. Tesis mentions the Gemara in the Yoverit of Chum, but that's the Mishneh in Uk. So Bidil Kishui. It's not a lot, it's Kishui. Kishu sanu tua biotis, sheininoku vioto chutleotis. Now, the Gemara doesn't say Kishu sanu tua biotis sheininoku. Kishu sanu tua biotis, vioto chutleotis. So Tanakama says that it is, that the whole thing has a din of Mechubea, and it's not the Kabutume. And it's not mikabel tume. Now, mechuber is not mikabel tume. So if you have zroim not nokuv, then it's not mikabel tume. But if you have zroim not shein nokuv, so it is mikabel tume. Now, suppose, so the Mishnah says, the Tanakhama says in the Mishnah in Uksne Tzawa, that if you have a not, it doesn't say whether it's a not nokuv or shein nokuv. So if you have, let's say, cucumber in a noti, and then it stretches out, So then, all the zroim, whether inside or out,